Welcome to the new season. I don't know what season, because I'm literally just making it up. But welcome to the new season of All Access Nerds. I'm Ryan.
And I'm Nick.
Yeah, it's been a hot minute.
It's been, yeah, you can say that.
A few hot minutes.
Yeah.
And so because of that, folks, strap in, buckle up, and get ready, because this is going to be probably a pretty lengthy podcast.
Ooh, I love about that.
And so with that, two-sided here, stay with me. Yeah, probably editing-wise, there won't be much. I'm going to say there's going to be a lot more ums and weird stuff in the background. Who knows? Because, this is probably... there's a lot of good stuff to talk about. So with that, I don't want to edit an hour and some change podcast.
No, it takes a while. For every 15 minutes of recording is usually about an hour worth of editing.
Yeah. It takes a while. So this one, new season premiere, whatever you want to call it, it's going to be good. But editing wise, we'll see what happens.
So editing wise, it's going to be very little. I like it.
Yeah. So yeah, we're going to talk about movies since January, comic books that are the highlights, the creme de la creme. Video games, of course, that I've been playing and stuff. All kinds of awesome, great, all-access nerd content you would expect. It's going to be all in this episode. Jumping right into it. As always, we can start off with comic books.
All right. You go ahead, please.
Okay, yeah. I'm, of course, since January, I've read some stuff, but nothing really big. It's been kind of quiet, at least on event wise for me. Like, I know that the whole Dark Knight's Metal thing was, it was a thing. I read the first few issues of it and just didn't get hooked, like some other people have been. But the most recent thing today, as we were recording this is actually May 5th. And, yeah, some of you may know is Revenge of the 5th, the day after, May the 4th be with you. And also, Free Comic Book Day, because it's the first Saturday of May in 2018. So, with that, I went to Free Comic Book Day. I think, did you say you did?
No, I didn't make it.
Okay, yeah. So, sometimes, you know, sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. I mean, they said walked in, it was a decent line at Summit Comics, great. Customer service, a lot of great content to pick from, comic books, you know, pop figure, all kinds of great stuff. Love the store in there in Fort Wayne, Summit Comics and Collectibles. Well, they said pick 5, you know, for a person or 10 for a family, which is great. I think those numbers are great. Sometimes you're like, oh, 3 or 2-ish, but no, they're like 5. So, yeah, great comic book shop. And I was looking and I saw the Marvel stuff. Okay, I grabbed the 2 Marvel books. It was a Spider-Man and an Avengers. And then I grabbed a couple indie books. And I looked and I looked and I looked. And I didn't see any DC Comics. And I was like, oh, okay, that's a bummer. And so I grabbed another indie book. And I'm like, cool. Walked around and bought about 3 titles. Bought Avengers 1. I didn't get a chance to read it yet, of course, because it just came out. Avengers 1, which is really like a Legacy 600 something. And then the most recent Spider-Man issue, and then the most recent Justice League issue. Grab those, because I know from you owning your shop that Free Comic Book Day, it's only free for the customers, or customers, quote unquote. Because for the shop owners, it is not free.
That is correct.
Yeah,
you have to pay money for them.
Yeah, it's a heavy discount, which is great. So we're talking 20-40 cents, and depending on how much quantity you buy, it can go even lower than that, but I think it's usually around 50 or 60 cents for a book. But yeah, so they still have to pay for it and shipping, I believe. It's
yep.
Yeah, you still gotta pay shipping.
Yep.
Of course.
Yep.
So I'm like, well, it's Free Comic Day, but I want to support the shop, so that's a big thing. I know it's too late now, but next year, remember that for Free Comic Day, at least buy a couple books, at least something, you know. That way it keeps them up and feeding their families, lights on, and providing awesome, great comics that come out weekly.
Keeps lights on and the doors open.
Yes, yeah, which is huge. So, but yeah, and so I went up to the counter and checked out, and there was some kind of DC Comics thing. It was, I don't think it was for Free Comic Book Day because it was like 25 cents and it came out a couple weeks ago or last week or something. And it seemed to be like a previews thing for what's coming up this summer. And I was kind of sad, A, about DC Comics not having one. If so, it was maybe more geared towards a children audience. But I remember back in the day, which was really like, I don't know, five-ish, four-ish years ago, where Free Comic Book Day was almost used as a launching pad for the events that are coming out that summer.
Well, and it should be.
I missed that. Yeah, it was cool. I think it, man, what did it start with? Brightest Day, I think? Maybe beforehand, but I at least can recall Brightest Day. They did that. And then the year after that, they did it. And then Marvel and DC both started doing that. And they had secret books that they would launch on Free Comic Book Day. And a lot of cool stuff and really exciting. And then it, I guess for some reason they stopped doing it. And yeah, I guess maybe it just didn't make sense for them. But I know as a reader, it was really awesome, really exciting to be like, hey, this is where it starts. This is zero issue or whatever. This is the prelude. And so you kind of got that extra content, whatever, reading, extra comics, Justice League, whatever it might be, before the event actually happened. And I miss that. I miss that a lot. But, you know, it adapts.
Yeah, because that should be it's a very big marketing thing.
Yes.
And it should be a launching point for a lot of new books.
Yeah.
Just like when they did The Man of Steel several years ago for Free Comic Book Day. That was just a flub. It was awful.
It was so sad. Because it was just a reprint of a snippet from a Last Child of Krypton. It was a kid from Krypton that was stuck in the Phantom Zone, came out, and was on Earth. And it was a good book, but it didn't make sense for the Man of Steel release, and it didn't make sense for that to be the Free Comic Book Day comic to tie in with the event stuff. But yeah, I guess they don't do that anymore. So yeah, I'm a little bummer about that. But I'm sure the great indie books that I've picked up are going to be awesome, and maybe the Avengers stuff would be halfway decent. But yeah, that was really, for me, that's the only thing comic book stuff I got to talk about. What about you?
I got a few.
Okay.
Leading into Superman, did you get the Action Comics 1000?
I did. I did pick it up.
Your thoughts?
I did not read it yet.
You didn't miss anything.
Yeah, you texted me shortly after. I think it was the day of or later. And you're like, hey, do you have an issue? If not, don't pick it up. And I have one for you. And I'm like,
yeah, you can have my one that I bought.
I got one. But yeah, and then you're like, here, you can have it. And I'm like, wait, what? Like, already you're like ready to let it go. What I heard, unfortunately, nothing was spoiled for me, but what they seem to do now with those big issues, it was just that. It was a collection, right, of short stories?
Yeah, it was a few short stories. Yeah. And I could see it letting other artists and writers get their shot in.
Yeah.
But it should have been a major pivotal point for the Superman book.
Yes.
It wasn't.
Yeah. I was like, because, Spider-Man 600 or 700, whatever the big one was, 900, I don't know. Whatever the big one was a couple years back. They made a big deal out of it. Unfortunately, it was just a collection of short stories. Some that are cool, some that are like, meh. And it's like, you know, you're going to jam pack it of 80 pages or so, give or take. Maybe even more than that. I think this one was 100 or so. I don't know. It was a lot of pages.
Yeah, it wasn't 100, but it was a lot of money, so. And it wasn't worth it.
Yeah, it was like $8 or $9. And, yeah, I guess the last book, at least from what I heard, is the one that Brian Michael Bendis is on, and that should be leading into his book here this summer that he's going to be getting and writing for Action Comics, at least for a little bit, because he's on with DC now. I guess that was a decent one, but yeah, it's just kind of a bummer that most of the book was not one cohesive story. It was just short stories, and I was like, okay, somehow I'll read it, I guess. But
there was I think it was a Man of Steel special that came out also recently. Did you see that one?
No.
I think it was Man of Steel. Or maybe it was a Superman special. It was a one-shot storyline. And then it's supposed to be, at the end of it, it says, read further adventures in Man of Steel limited series that's coming out.
Okay, cool. Limited series are sometimes good.
Yeah. But on to comic books. So you mentioned the DC book that you saw, the DC Nations.
Yes, that's the one. Yeah, DC Nations.
Yeah, now that one wasn't bad. It's DC Nations number zero.
Okay.
And there are three separate stories in this book, and all three of them had my attention.
Really?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I loved it. So I'm anxious to see. This is a summer event starting, and it was really good. So there's a big storyline going on there that leads from the Dark Knight Metal series.
Mm-hmm.
There's some after effects that have taken place that's affecting the entire universe.
Okay.
So you also mentioned Avengers number one, which kind of leads me to my next rant.
Uh-oh.
Marvel is doing it again. They're reissuing all of their titles, number ones.
Really?
I don't know why they're doing this.
But see, the thing is, the weird thing is that, so it has one, Marvel, top left-hand corner, and then one, and then it says, it looks like Legacy 691. That's the thing that's weird.
Yeah, because they are redoing Amazing Spider-Man. We got Fantastic Four number one coming out in August. There's an X-23, which right now she is the lead character in the new Wolverine book, and next month is her last appearance in that book, which I think they're going to bring back regular Logan Wolverine, because he's back from the dead.
Okay, yeah, from his little cocoon.
Yeah, and do you want to know how he got out of the Adamantium cocoon?
No, how'd he get out?
Kitty Pryde phased him out.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, it was pretty ingenious.
Yeah, was it like, did she just get sad and not with him without him being around, or was it just like, okay, we need him now?
Well, they were afraid that somebody was going to steal his body.
Oh, okay.
Because
okay.
He's got a lot of people that would just love to have that as a trophy.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And plus his healing factor. Well, his healing factor was already shot, but with the adamantium that's in his body, they were just afraid that it was an accident and a theft waiting to happen. So she phased his body out of the adamantium cocoon, if you will, and they actually buried him in an unmarked grave. And they went back later on, and somebody's dug him up.
Mm.
And, of course, he's been making appearances through the Marvel comics anyway.
Yeah, yeah, it's like Old Man Logan, right?
Or No, it's actually just Logan. There's okay. Old Man Logan also.
Yeah.
But this Wolverine Logan had a Infinity Stone.
Oh, wow. Which one did he have, do you know?
I don't remember, but it was okay. The one that makes him, he could teleport.
Okay, so space.
Okay, the space okay. One, yeah. So he was bouncing around. He's been bouncing around a couple books. You see him in a panel or two, okay. Like, hey, okay. Where's so-and-so at? Then he'd just pop out again.
Oh, okay.
But they're doing, like I said, they're redoing the number ones. We've got Captain America, Life of Captain Marvel. What else is it? There's the Avengers number one, which you talked about, which was actually a really good storyline.
Really? Okay. Was it Kang?
Huh?
Was it Kang? Was Kang the Conqueror? What was
no.
His name? Okay, good. Okay.
Bigger. It was bigger than that.
Okay. Yeah, because the last couple times that they've rebooted that, because I remember it was so strange, but I remember two Christmases in a row, a couple years back, back to back, literally one Christmas, boom, reboot, and new Avengers issue number one. Different book, different kind of number one, but it was whoever, you know, whatever the lineup was at the time versus Kang. And then the following year, same thing, versus Kang. And I'm like, wait, what? Why is it every year the reboot? Like, I was super confused about that. But yeah, I just remember that distinctly because I was like, wait a second. And I went back, looked. Yeah, it was Kang both times. So I'm glad at least it wasn't Kang this time.
Excuse me. No, it wasn't. However, this one, I'm going to tell you right now, it stars the Celestials.
Ah, okay, okay. So Stan Lee's in there?
No, okay. Not Stan Lee.
Because in one of the movies, he's there as, whatchamacallit, one of the Watcher Celestial people hanging out with them.
No, this is a race of beings called the Celestials.
Okay, okay. Well, it was a joke with the Marvel Cinematic Universe and the movies. Stan Lee makes an appearance all the time.
Right.
Yeah, they made a joke saying
right,
he's Celestial.
He was a Watcher. Yeah. Well, a Watcher and a Celestial, different beings.
Really? Yeah. Isn't a Watcher a Celestial, though?
Might be a Celestial entity, but from the race of Celestials, there's an actual race of them that have been around since the beginning of time.
I thought the Watcher was a Celestial. No. He was part of that.
He's a universal being, no.
Okay.
Just like the Inbetweener, Chaos, those are Celestial beings, like Galactus.
Like Ego.
But not from the race of Celestials.
Okay. Duly noted.
Yeah, that was really good. I was surprised. And I understand that they did the Avengers number one because you got the Avengers movie, you know, Infinity War that just came out. So yeah, I can understand that. But still, moving on with the number ones, we've got the Immortal Hulk number one, Thor number one, which Odin's son now has his hammer. Actually, he has several hammers.
Ah.
Yeah, with Asgard, old or new Asgard being destroyed, a lot of the relics from Asgard have been scattered on Earth. And so Thor's main job is to gather these items up.
Hmm. Okay.
And so he's getting multiple hammers. Black Panther, Tony Stark, Iron Man, Doctor Strange. These are all number ones.
That's a bummer.
That's
a huge bummer. Because they made a big deal out of it. It's just, it's annoying. And I know, like, DC, they all do the same thing. But in the amount of time, how many reboots Marvel has done, DC has done a minuscule amount in that time. Like, around the same time New 52 came out, Marvel had their Marvel Now. And then afterwards, it was every year, Marvel Now, this rebirth thing, this redo, whatever, reboot, renumbering, soft reboot, don't call it a reboot. Like, and it was almost every year. And then finally, they're like, okay, here's Legacy. We're done with the reboots. We're going to go back to their old numbers. And then they're doing it again. It's like, oh my goodness. This is, yeah. And in that time, Marvel has had New 52 and Rebirth. That's it. So DC, yeah. Thank you for doing that. Thank you for not having crazy amount of reboots. It's, yeah.
Unfortunately, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
So.
It's insane. It's, yeah. Because then, like, as a reader, as somebody looks continuity and they like the history of it, like, you're going to restart it every, you know, year or two, a year and a half, 8 or 9 months. Like, there's no history, though. There's no continuity because you're just going to relaunch it and scrap it all. And then, all right, we're going to start from fresh again. It's, yeah.
It does get kind of old, especially for those of us that are, you know, big collectors.
Yes, yeah. Like, you can't get all the number ones. And if you do get all the number ones, it doesn't matter because they're all not going to have value because they've been rebooted so many times. It's, yeah. Oh, my goodness, that's insane.
Though I am looking forward to Fantastic Four number one coming out in August.
That should be cool. I hope it's cool. I want them to focus more on Doom, and I know you, as a fan of Doctor Doom, love that. But, like, they need to do that. They need to, like, Fantastic Four can be there, and they can have their own character development, etc. But they need to focus on Doctor Doom, and I think that's a big part, especially the movie, too. Like, if and when they do a movie, like, it needs to be a good Doctor Doom, and that could be the main focus point. Like, focus on the villain and have the hero shine through that, because their heroes are only as good as their villain. And Doctor Doom is phenomenal.
Yes.
And I think that he should be a part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe done well. Like, don't do some weird hacker thing of whatever Fantastic Stick was. Do it well. Marvel. You can do this.
It's almost like some of these people that do the writing for these movies aren't comic book fans.
No. They're like, oh, this thing makes money. Okay, let's buy this, you know, whatever the license is, and then we'll go ahead and make money too. We can just print it.
Let me think of something I can create an origin that has absolutely nothing to do with the character.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, let's move on.
Yeah.
So as far as comic books, I'm not going to really bang on a whole bunch of them. Just want to bring up the number ones.
Yeah.
The Thanos series, simply amazing.
Yeah, good.
Just phenomenal. They brought the current Thanos forward into time, so he was able to meet his future self about 1 million years in the future. And we find that future Thanos is a king of the universe because he has killed every living being in the universe, except for one. And that one person is Silver Surfer.
Okay. Yes, yeah. I remember hearing about this. It's not a bad story. I like this.
Yeah, it was amazing. Yeah. So he brings his younger self to the future to help defeat Silver Surfer, who has spent many years becoming worthy
to
hold Thor's hammer.
Yeah. I thought that was really cool. Like, how he's now worthy. And it was like a long span of time that he was working towards that. And he finally accomplished it. So now he's Silver Surfer with Thor's hit power. Like, that's awesome.
It was awesome. It didn't do him any good. He still got killed. But okay. And one of the new creatures they brought in was the Cosmic Ghost Rider.
Yes. Yeah. That was another one I heard about.
Cosmic Ghost Rider is not Johnny Blaze. It's actually Frank Castle, the Punisher. who this is going to have a limited series out later on called Cosmic Ghost Rider. So that'll be interesting to see.
Yeah, I remember a friend of mine was telling about it because he was like, have you been reading Thanos? It's super good, blah, blah. And I was like, no. And he's like, are you going to? I was like, probably not. And he's, but I was like, go for it. Spoil it away. And he was talking about that and like the little cool things. Like, for instance, with Thanos, like his morning routine, like his morning cup of coffee to like wake up and, you know, get ready to take on the day. It is the pendant stare. What is that? What it's called?
Yeah.
The pendant stare from Ghost Rider and seeing all his past sins, all the horrible things that Thanos has done. That's like, oh, okay, this is a great way of waking up. You know, sun, birds are chirping, sun is shining, you know, pendant stare. This is good. This is, life's good. Like, and I'm like, holy crap, who would have thought of that? That is insane. That is just like something Thanos would do. And that's awesome. Yeah. Many applause to whoever's writing that Marvel book.
Yeah, it was, I seriously enjoyed that. It was just, like I said, it was phenomenal. And just the usual titles, you know, we've talked about before. Amazing Spider-Man has not been bad. The Green Goblin is back. The original Norman Osborn.
Oh, nice, nice.
He has absorbed Carnage and became the Red Goblin.
Oh, okay, okay. That's new, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think they've ever done that before.
Yeah, total off the hook, pure evil Green Goblin, or actually Red Goblin. So it was amazing. It's going on now. I think issue number 800 is coming up real soon for Spider-Man.
Okay.
So I think, in fact, the next one that comes out should be a major issue.
Oh, nice, nice. So does he, so does Norman Osborn, Red Goblin, does he kind of look like Carnage? Like with that weird
A little
symbiote?
Bit. Okay, yeah, cool. He's a little bit, the Goblin, he's red, obviously, and he's a little more demonistic, if you will.
Cool, okay.
But he's just,
yeah, I gotta check that out.
Has
that
no problem
cool.
killing people.
Okay, yeah. And as Norman Osborn, you know, should. He shouldn't have any qualms against that.
And J. Jonah Jameson accidentally revealed that Peter Parker is Spider-Man to the Red Goblin.
Oh, ouch. Yeah, that's not good. That's not good at all.
Yeah, so there's chaos to ensue.
Yeah.
As far as comic books go, those are the main ones. I mean, that's just, I've got dozens of books over here I've read, but those are my top picks.
Yeah. Well, cool, cool. Yeah, lots of great stuff that's come out. You know, of course, you know, it's hard to keep track of all of them. But, yeah, definitely they're doing some good stuff. And I'm sure there's some indie books out there, too, that are just killing it. So, definitely get out there to your local comic shop. Check out some of these awesome, awesome books. I'm sure you'll be pleased.
I think that's about all we have for comic books. Let's talk about some TV shows.
Yes, TV shows. Good old TV. Oh, man. Like, whew. I mean, we couldn't obviously go over all of the CW stuff because there's so much, but surprisingly, not enough. It's so strange. Like, I can't keep track of all the breaks they've taken. Like, you know, this is since January, and this is now May, and like Supergirl since January only had like a handful of episodes, and they went on this long, long break, and then Arrow did a little break here and there because, you know, award shows and then sports things,
yeah,
and stuff.
Crazy sports shows.
Yeah, yeah.
Non-nerd things.
Yeah, it's like your target audience of Arrow, The Flash, the CW shows aren't going to escape to go watch sports shows, sports ball things. Like, I don't know. But maybe
sports balls.
Yeah, sports balls. I don't know why they made those decisions, but, I mean, I guess they're just hoping that, you know, just in case, let's not have some of our audience leave. I don't know. But either way, man, there's a lot's been happening. We're going to be hitting all the season finales here soon. So, yeah, if you haven't already, catch up on all those shows. Because I think, yeah, probably this month and next month we'll be hitting all the season finales. Was there any highlights of the CW shows that you could think of?
I'm not a big Supergirl fan.
Okay, yeah.
So I kind of watched a couple episodes of that, but The Flash has really held my attention, so has Arrow.
Yes, yeah.
And I totally loved Black Lantern. I'm sorry, Black Lightning.
I need to start that. I haven't started it.
I was shockingly surprised that it was so good.
Yeah, it was 11 or 13 episodes. Right? Yeah. It was a shorter season. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I've heard good things about it. Yeah, I definitely need to sit down and binge watch that sometime, because, yeah, didn't realize that it was all complete and finished, and there was somebody, what was it? I think it was, oh, it's on Netflix now. Yeah. And I was like, wait, it's on Netflix? Netflix doesn't post it until the whole season's done. And I looked, and it was like, yeah, first season. I'm like, oh, okay, wow, I've been way out of it. Darn you gaming. But yeah, I've heard good things, and I'm happy to hear that you liked it too. But yeah.
Have you caught up on The Flash?
I think I'm like an episode or two behind, so nothing too crazy. I think the last one I saw, Cisco was trying to help out Gypsy's father.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that was the last one I saw. Mm. And The Flash was, what was The Flash doing? Flash was doing something. Elongated Man was still in there, and he was trying to like rally together. Oh, The Flash was in prison for a bit. Like, that was awesome. And then he broke out, right?
Yeah, no, they found Elongated Man pretended to be that doctor.
Yes. Oh man, this, yeah, solid season, guys. If you've stepped away from The Flash, go back into it. You'll love it. Like, this is completely different than all the other seasons. It's not just a speedster villain as of yet. It's something completely different, and it's phenomenal. It really is. Can't say enough about it, because it's so good. Yeah, is the final few that you're all caught up? I take it.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
Is it good from here on?
Yes.
Okay.
There's a couple spoilers. I'm itching to say, but yeah. I'll hold off.
Comic books, I don't really mind, because by the time I catch up, but TV shows, like a day or two, maybe tomorrow night,
I'll hold off.
I'll caught up. But yeah, sorry. But Lost in Space.
I haven't seen it yet. Don't spoil it.
You didn't watch any of it.
I have watched 10 minutes of the first episode.
Okay. Okay. I haven't downloaded. See, this is where I could spoil. I'm just kidding.
I have it downloaded. It's on my tablet to watch. I just haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, I just watched it on Netflix, and I haven't watched it all yet. I think I'm 4 episodes in. It's good. It's
really
good. Yeah, I think you're going to like it, especially because you liked the movie and the show.
I loved the TV show.
Okay. So yeah, I'm sure you're
the original TV show. Yeah, I loved it.
Because, yeah, they've modernized it in a good way, but, like, not too much. But, yeah, so, Lost in Space. It's on Netflix the whole first season, and I hear, not just me, I hear a lot of people are liking it. So, yeah, I highly suggest getting on it. It's, 13 episodes or 11 or something like that. Not too crazy. But, yeah, it's definitely a good one. Jessica Jones had a second season, because this was, I'm thinking, rolling back in my head as best I can. Since January. Yeah, Jessica Jones. Did you watch all of that?
No, I'm on season 2 of that. I'm on episode 2.
Oh, okay. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Dude.
And Punisher. I haven't watched Punisher yet.
Punisher is back in November. But, yeah, Punisher, it's understandable why you're not breezing through the Punisher. That one's tough. Like, I tried to binge watch that one, but it was, dude, it's so depressing. Like, it's this Marine who has PTSD and still going through junk and all this heavy stuff. So it is not a binge watch show. Like, do not try to binge watch The Punisher. It is very depressing. It's a great show. Like, it's phenomenal acting, storyline, etc., action, all the good stuff. It's great, but it's not one of those binge watch kind of shows. And it was, yeah, I made a mistake of trying to, because we would watch 3 or 4 episodes and just have to take a break. Like, all right, let's watch something else. Let's just take a breather for the night. Like, this is...
Let's watch rainbows and heavy unicorns.
Yeah, yeah. New Girl or something crazy and wacky. And I wouldn't say My Little Pony. We never went that far. Like,
not that desperate.
No, not that desperate. Yeah. Never go down that rabbit hole. But it's, yeah, Punisher, definitely a great show. Jessica Jones, phenomenal. That's all I'll say about it.
Thank you.
It's different than season 1, but still phenomenal. Still a good Jessica Jones
season. She's such a train wreck.
Yes, and I don't think... No, that doesn't really change in this one. Still a train wreck. Better than The Punisher, though, and the train wreck kind of stuff. But, yeah, phenomenal, for sure. What else? What else? TV shows. Yeah, I think that's really it. The big stuff, at least, for me. Do you have anything?
Yeah, it's a couple things. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
The most recent
episode has a Thanos tie-in.
Really?
Yes. Hmm. Yes. I was watching it, and I had to stop watching it for a little bit, but I'll finish the episode. But they mentioned there's a group of aliens that have a, what's the word I'm looking for? Confederation.
Okay.
And they were going to try to help protect the Earth, but they were just lying to Hydra to steal the resources because Thanos is coming to destroy the Earth.
Ah.
And they're not going to have anything to do with it because they can't stop him. Okay. But they mentioned it.
Okay.
So I thought it was pretty interesting.
Yeah, I heard something. There was an article talking about how Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Is tying into or something they've mentioned, or I don't know exactly if it's if there's still going to be more things to tie in with Infinity War, but hopefully there is, you know, like, it's all Marvel, like, it should, not necessarily, like, go the full route that Infinity War went, but, you know, at least something, but, yeah, that's cool that they're tying it in, at least.
And looking down the future for some TV shows, 2019, Swamp Thing is going to be on the TV.
Well, kind of on the TV. It's going to be on the DC Universe platform. They announced their last year. They announced their DC own kind of like Netflix service. Right. Yeah, and so they're going to have the Teen Titans live action show, and then Young Justice, and I think a few other things they've announced. But yeah, most recently they announced a live action Swamp Thing, who I believe Greg Berlanti, who is a part of the CW stuff. And the Teen Titans is going to be a part of that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, besides that announcement, I haven't really gone too far into it. But yeah, it's going to be on that platform. Kind of like Netflix almost, but we don't know if it's like a paid thing or whatever, how it's going to work. But yeah, it's going to be 2019. So that's going to be pretty exciting.
And last thing I've got for TV shows is for those Marvel fans who are Cloak and Dagger fans.
Ah,
there
yes.
There is a Cloak and Dagger TV show coming out on ABC. That'll be January 7th at 8 p.m.
June.
I'm sorry. Did I say January? Okay,
yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ryan. Yeah. June 7th.
June 7th. Yeah. Freeform. On the kind of like, I think it was ABC Family or whatever it was. Yeah. It's going to be on there at that show, that channel. And it's, I'm excited for it. The trailers look great so far. I like the tie-ins that they had with the Runaways. It's not geared towards your type of aged people.
I understand
your wisdom and experience, etc. And
very
things.
Nicely said.
Yeah, I was trying to tap dance around that.
You did.
But yeah, so the trailers that I see, it looks really cool. So yeah, hopefully it's not a slow burn. Like I don't think it's gonna be yet. Yeah, it's not, from my understanding, it's Freeform, so it's gonna be just on the TV. It's not gonna be a digital, you know, streaming service like Netflix or Hulu or anything, so it doesn't have to be this kind of slow burn, like, because we have 13 episodes to kind of like bunch it all together like they've done for a while, but because the trailers kind of show that it could, like, slowly develop that relationship, slowly develop their powers and all the stuff of who Cloak and Dagger is, and I hope it's a good pacing. That's my only worry with that show. But if they get the pacing right, then I'm excited. I can't wait.
Yeah, that's all I have for TV shows. All
right. Well, moving into movies.
Movies.
Man, since January, what if, man, there's so much. Black Panther. Wow.
That was a big one.
Yeah. You probably know by now. But yeah, Black Panther is phenomenal. It was great. I loved it. Did you watch it?
I did.
Okay, good. Yeah, it was... It didn't have as much tie-ins with Infinity War like I had hoped, but it was still phenomenal. Besides my extreme nerdiness of wanting everything to tie into Infinity War and lead up and move the entire Marvel Cinematic Universe forward, it didn't really do that. Like Thor Ragnarok didn't do it either, and I was like kind of bummed about that. But besides that, acting, action, I mean, everything was just phenomenal. Writing, it was, yeah, loved. Loved Black Panther. It was, yeah, it was great.
Me too.
Yep, you too. There we go. Mm-hmm. Let's see. And then I'm trying to think of anything else. I know Infinity War. We'll, of course, talk about Infinity War. But, yeah I think that's, yeah. Yeah, I think that's about it for me, at least.
It's all the major ones.
Okay.
Yeah. That's just the major ones.
So, yeah, Infinity War. My goodness. Yeah, this is May 5th. This will go up hopefully soon. But we're going to spoil it, as, you know, it's been a few weeks. So if you care enough, you've already seen it by now. If not, skip to some time later on. Because, yeah, just in case. Like, what was it? There was some movie. We're like, yeah, we'll talk about it. And then we didn't. And then it was like, now it's too late to talk about it. So, yeah, Infinity War. Holy smokes. Man, I saw it 3 times. in one weekend. I regret that. I regret that immensely with my my emotional well-being regrets that. My nerd side loved it. It was phenomenal, of course. But yeah, when I went to go see it Thursday, before I saw it Thursday, I had already scheduled the second and third viewing with you, mm-hmm. one of those, and then with some other friends that were coming in from out of town. And I was like, all right, here we go. And then afterwards, I was like, oh man, I have to go through that again and again in a few days. Oh, this is gonna be rough. Cause yeah, man, I cried. I'll admit it.
Really?
I'll admit it. I cried. Yep. And this is the first movie. I may have mentioned this before, but this is the first movie since the Pokemon movie when I was 11 years old. Yeah, I get a lot of laughs out of that. First movie since the Pokemon movie. And it's not like I'm like, oh, I'm a big tough guy. Like, nothing makes me cry. No. If it happens, I'm okay with it. It's cool. Like Doctor Who episodes, there's been a few. I've been on the cusp of it. A few movies, TV shows, The Flash. Like, there have been moments where I'm like, this may be it. Mm-hmm. No? Okay. And the Avengers, oddly enough, because there were several times throughout, because Heimdall, you know, early on, spoilers aplenty, here we go, Heimdall gets killed in the first scene, so does Loki, and yeah, I love Heimdall, I love Idris Elba, and I want him to stay in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and so then him just like, boom, killing him, kind of sacrificing himself, because he was kind of out of the way, and Thanos wasn't focusing on him. And then he was like, sent the Hulk out to go, you know, go to Earth and warn them about Thanos. And yeah, that killed him. You know, Thanos killed Heimdall because of that. That was like, ah, that was rough. And then Thanos choking him in front of Thor. And like, Thor's mouth, I think at that point, was still covered up by the person who can do Magneto stuff. And he, like, you can still see enough of the reaction that he was ticked. Like,
yeah, he was angry.
Yeah, he was angry and sad and like, yeah. And I'm almost certain Loki is done. It's gone. They've closed that chapter. I don't think they're gonna bring him back. And I'm okay with that. Like, he's done a lot of great stuff. He's ran his course. And yeah, I'd be okay with him kind of ending on that note. But yeah, it was, man. And there was several scenes throughout, but it was oddly enough, like the Peter one, of course, Peter Parker, they're all going through, which we'll go to more into it, but Peter Parker dies right there in Tony's arms. Like, they're like holding, and Peter is like fading away. And he says the line that like everybody now is like quoting, and you know, I don't feel too good. And then, like, boom. And then, like, he starts withering away. And freaking, he apologizes to Tony. Sorry, I'm yelling too much. He apologizes to Tony. And that part of it is like, like, he's like, I'm sorry. Because he wasn't supposed to be there. And he went against Tony Stark. Because Tony Stark's like, hey, go home, stay on Earth. And he disobeyed him. He didn't listen to him. And he went. And he still helped out a lot. He did his best. But then, like, I was able to keep it together for that, too. And oddly enough, I was in my car alone, leaving the theater, and yeah, and it just hit me, just wow. Boom, and I was just like crying right there in my freaking car like a weirdo.
And nobody was there to witness it.
That's true. Man, it was a phenomenal movie. Like, you can't say it enough. The records, they're breaking records already.
Yeah, it's I just read it earlier, about 5 hours ago. It's at one billion with a B.
Yeah.
And worldwide.
Wow. And that's a week. Oh, yeah, right? Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a week. Man, or two. One or two. I don't know. Time flies. I think it's only been a week. But either way, it's insane, the money that's raking in. And Black Panther is, of course, the top grossing movie this year. And it's projected for Infinity War to pass that by the end of this weekend, probably, if not mid-next week. Because, yeah, man, it's so cool to have these, you know, 10 years, 18-ish, 17, whatever the number is, 18 movies.
Yeah, I think it's 12 years in the making.
12 years, okay. 12 years in the making, 17 movies, yep. Leading up to this, essentially. Mm-hmm. It's kind of more so leading up to Avengers, whatever the next one is, which, oh, man.
Untitled.
Yeah, which is annoying. I was hoping to get the title at the end of this movie for the next movie. I thought that would be cool. And but yeah, and it also sucks that it matters so much because we were lied to, and that's the biggest thing. Like I love this movie, but I also hate that we were lied to. So now I'm like, I can't trust any of these people now. These Russo brothers, any of the executive producers, Kevin Feige. Nope, definitely can't, like, at all. Because they said the deaths in this movie are permanent. The permanent, they're not coming back. It's locked in. So I think Loki, Gamora, and Heimdall are definitely done. They're dead, and I don't think they're coming back anymore. The other ones, I think at least most of them will. I don't know if all of them, but I beg to differ. I think most of them. I beg to differ, but what?
That Gamora will be back.
You think so?
Yeah, because the next Galaxy, Guardians of the Galaxy volume 3?
Yeah.
They've already said it's going to focus more on Gamora than it is Peter Quill.
Ah.
So she'll be back. I'd say most all. In my opinion, they will all be back, including Loki.
Really?
Yes. Because they're following along the lines of the comic book. For when Thanos originally got the gauntlet. And he snapped his fingers. That was a big deal. When he snapped his fingers and wiped out half the universe, it was undone by Gamora.
Nebula.
Sorry, you're right. Nebula. Yeah. My bad. Nebula.
But they've strayed away enough from the comics that I don't think that they're going to keep going that route. Like, I don't know. Because on top of that, in the comic books, the gauntlet wasn't destroyed like what we see it now. So they are, because he snapped his fingers, and then you see the final scenes, it's tarnished. Like, there's, like, it's kind of crumpled down a little bit. It's still on his hand. So a lot of people are speculating that maybe because of that, he can only use one stone at a time now. And I think that that's going to help the Avengers, what's left of them, actually take him down. And whatever that might be to put it on somebody else. I don't know who else would be powerful enough to hold on to it, because, like, it's also a thing of, like, it does take somebody who is actually powerful to handle it. So maybe,
well, don't forget that at the end of volume 2 of Guardians of the Galaxy, we saw the cocoon for what could be Adam Warlock.
Yes, yeah.
And in the comic books, Adam Warlock end up taking over the gauntlet.
Yes. And I'm okay with that. Like, I want them to bring on, I was hoping they'd bring in Adam Warlock now, but, you know, at least next movie and kind of focus more on him. Or maybe Captain Marvel. It's very possible with they can bring in Adam Warlock at that point. Captain Marvel is going to be set in the 90s, I think.
Yeah, it's going to be in the past.
Yeah, so it's going to be in the past. And that will be the movie next. I'm sure I can find the date somewhere, but it's going to be next March, I think. And then the next Avengers will be in May. So, yeah, we'll see Captain Marvel, and that will lead right into the next Avengers 4. I don't think it's going to lead into it because it's a huge time gap between the 90s and whatever it is now. She's at least going to play a big role in Avengers 4, because at the final scene after the credits, we see Nick Fury and Maria Hill. I'm just call her Captain. Is she ever a good Captain? No, she becomes Director of S.H.I.E.L.D. So, Maria Hill, I digress. They fade away as well, because we see, like we mentioned, Thanos snapped his fingers. Because his whole thing was like, you know, I'm going to wipe out half the universe because that will help the universe move forward and actually continue to survive as it is. Because you're saying there's too many mouths to feed, not enough resources, etc. And so, he supposedly randomly killed off half the universe. And so with that, we did see Maria Hill and Samuel Jackson and Nick Fury fade away. But in his last few seconds, he pulled out a beeper and sent a message or whatever, a beacon or distress signal, whatever it might be. And the last thing you saw was the Captain Marvel symbol, and then fade to black.
Yep.
So he's somehow contacting her. People are like, so it's a beeper? Is it like a time traveling beeper? Like, is it contacting her in the past and somehow she's going to make it to the present? Or maybe she's, I don't know. But there's all kinds of things to speculate on that. I just think that she's elsewhere, off world. But yeah, I mean, like, even sending that, I don't know. She would have to be, huh? So now I'm thinking about this some more, because at that point he's like, he's betting on a coin flip that she's still alive.
True,
like,
true. We don't know. We just assume that she is.
What kind of crazy thing would that be if he's like, you know, oh, she's the last hope that we have. Let me send out this message. And then we see her at the last final scene, get the message, and then she fades away. Like, that would be...
That'd be funny.
Because we're like, okay, Captain Marvel, she's going to save us all somehow. Because in the comic books, she's not really that big of a deal. Like, she's powerful and stuff.
Just recently, in the last year, they've started really pushing her.
Yeah. In Civil War II, because she's the director of S.H.I.E.L.D., to my knowledge, at least last I saw. And so she was, she was really in charge and doing, you know, leadership type things. Well, and apparently Kevin Feige came out and said that Captain Marvel, Carol Danvers, is going to be the most powerful thing we've seen so far in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. So they're going to juice her out. They're going to, you know, supercharge her at least in her movie, or at least at the beginning of the Avengers 4 movie. At the end, I could see somehow, like, she's expelled too much of her powers or energy, whatever it might be. So maybe at that point, she's knocked down a few pegs to be with the Avengers, because if she's still the most powerful thing, then she doesn't need to be on a team. But, yeah, all kinds of crazy speculation. But, yeah, so he came out and said, yeah, she's going to be pretty much the level of, like, Superman and Wonder Woman combined. Like, it's crazy, insanely powerful. So... I was like, okay, at least that makes sense, unless he's lying about that too, and she's not that powerful. I don't know. I can't trust any of them. Because the other thing he lied about, him and I think the Russo brothers have came out and said that early on it was, we saw Avengers Infinity War, and it was titled and slated as Avengers Infinity War Part 1 and then Part 2.
Mm-hmm.
And then they scratched it. And they're like, no, we decide elsewise, it's not going to be a two-parter. And
well, it is
going to
be a two-parter, and they were going to film them both at the same time.
Yeah,
but it was just such a large production, they couldn't do it.
Yeah, yeah.
And they said that the next title will be a direct reflection of that movie. That's why they don't want to give the title out just yet. They're going to give the title out, but they're going to wait until a lot of people have seen the Thanos movie first, Infinity Wars. Then they'll tell us the title.
Yeah, which a lot of people are saying that in... I think it's June or July, is the D23, which is the Disney Expo. And Disney, of course, owns everything, and that includes Marvel Studios. So, people are speculating that they're going to have the movie title be released or announced, maybe some trailer or something.
I bet they wait
until
Comic-Con.
They have filmed a lot of it. I don't mind either one, because, they're D23 and San Diego Comic-Con are, like, really close to each other. So, either one, I don't mind. I think San Diego Comic-Con might actually be first. I don't know. But me and some friends were talking, and I was speculating that I think the next Avengers movie is going to be called Avengers Endgame, because Doctor Strange, one of his last lines he says, well, he says this is the only way it can happen, but when he gave him the stone, he says, Tony, we're in the Endgame. And so I think that's what it's going to be, because that kind of means like post-apocalyptic kind of stuff. So, I think that we're going to see at least a good chunk of it, like the post, universe getting wiped out. Like, I don't think it's going to be an easy fix right off the bat of bringing everyone else back to life. So, I don't know. I think it'd be cool, and it'd be awesome if I speculate this correctly, because it was just completely on my own. And then I see online everybody saying, oh, it might be Endgame, might be Endgame. Like, I said it first, but either way... We'll see. I don't. Do you have any speculations on?
Nope.
No. Okay.
Yeah. I don't care either. I'm just waiting for. I'm just waiting to see the movie.
I guess. Okay. Fine. It was phenomenal. It was really good. There's so much stuff. Like, I don't know.
Thor's got himself a new hammer. Stormbreaker.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Good old Stormbreaker. Yeah, because we saw it in Thor Ragnarok. It got destroyed. And then, funny enough, a friend of mine, Nick, he listened to our podcast, and it was the one time that we didn't give a kind of warning for us spoiling Thor Ragnarok, because it was like, Thor Ragnarok came out in November sometime, mid-November, early November, and we talked about it in like December or something like that, or late November, at least December, and so we didn't like, anyone who's going to see it has seen it.
Right.
And we talked about Hela destroying the hammer. I didn't think anything of it.
It was in the previews.
Yeah, because it was in the previews. And I even told him, I was like, dude, he's like, you kind of spoiled the whole Mjolnir, Thor's hammer getting destroyed. in your podcast because I haven't seen it. I was like, what, dude?
It was in the previews.
It was in the previews. Like, the worst part is it was like trailer one or trailer two. It was super early on.
Yeah.
And I thought more about it, and it was like, yeah, it's kind of a big deal, but I think the whole, like, them showing that in the trailer was like, yeah, we're going to show this in the trailer because it's not about... Because it's not. It was kind of like Thor finding himself, finding the power within. Because he was like the whole thing of like, oh, without the hammer, I'm nothing. And it, you know, Odin talked about it. And he's like, no, it's the hammer just focused it. It was holding you back and it shouldn't have. So it's fine. That's destroyed. But now he's like, I need something else. I need another hammer. So, yeah, which is fine. He's got something cool now. Battle axe or whatever it is.
Stormbreaker.
Yeah. Yeah, man, that was phenomenal. That was a cool scene. And I was speculating that, and I was right about that, at least, with Thor taking his own little path to forge a new hammer. And that's what it was. And a lot of people were saying Stormbreaker. So, and then freaking, what was it? I think Target or Walmart, one of the big box retailers, actually spoiled it really, really early on. I think January or so, maybe even December, they released their line of... It was probably like January or February. They released their line of Infinity War toys. Like, they announced it. And Stormbreaker was one of them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And if somebody... No one pieced it together. But if you analyzed it enough, you could see that the actual handle was Groot. Because the way that was twined like that, it was like some random, like, root kind of... And I'm like, why is it like that? That looks so weird. At least to my knowledge, nobody pieced it together that, oh, that's Groot's arm or whatever. So because we saw in the movie that Groot kind of sacrificed a limb, but not really, because he grew it right back. Yeah, he grew it right back. It didn't really bother him except a little bit of pain. But yeah, it was cool that he did that. It was kind of cool.
I was a little disappointed. I figured that once Groot, against spoiler, once Groot disappeared, because he disappeared when Thanos snapped his fingers, that Thor's handle stayed.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a part of... Groot.
Kind of. I mean, not, it was separate, though. He separated it, so it wasn't a part of him.
I just figured it would disappear, too.
Oh, okay. Anyway. No, I hope not. That was, like, a thing that he needed that. At least to my knowledge, we didn't see the handle wither away.
No, it didn't.
Yeah.
Because it showed later on. It was still
okay.
There.
Okay, that's what I thought. Man, yeah, Infinity War. Man, so good. Like, and seeing it a second time, it was good. Like... There was a few lines here and there that I picked up on a little bit better because this kind of solidified it for me, because seeing it three times, I guess, helped with this, that from now on, movies that I'm really excited about, like, it solidified my gonna see it at Thursday night, 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock or whatever, the earlier showing, because the audience, man, they were the true, true big time nerds. Like, they're the ones who didn't care about the crowds. They're the ones who are like, I don't want this spoiled for me.
Yeah.
They're like the tryhards, you know, and I'm one of them, so I can say that. Because, you know, when Captain America came on the screen, they applauded. Like, there was a burst. There was like, woo! Like, everybody's applauding, yelling. The laughs, like, there was the jokes throughout the movie. Like, all of them, at least to my knowledge, all of them were, like, busted up. Like, it was the jokes hit, I guess. They hit home. More stronger, whatever. Like, they were, I don't know, they were received better, at least, by that audience versus the Saturday morning audience or the Saturday night audience. Because maybe that was a few people, maybe some of them had already seen it Thursday or Friday night, or just they're just like, yeah, I'll go see it, this seems like a good movie, I got tickets, cool, I'll go see it. But yeah, it was different. The audience was, yeah, like, literally the only time was the Thursday night at 7 o'clock one. The movie started and it was like Marvel Studios, and like they're applauding just from that. Like, they're a very vocal kind of audience, and it wasn't just like a couple people. It was like the entire theater, which is awesome.
Diehard fans.
Yeah, yeah. The energy was great. So I loved it, and that kind of solidified. Yeah, you know, whatever movies are coming out. Unfortunately, Deadpool is the next one. That one I don't care the most about. And then Ant-Man and Wasp. That one I also don't care most about, but Aquaman, at least to my knowledge, is the big, big one superhero release related in December that I'm excited about. So, yeah, I'll definitely see that earlier showing.
Well, speaking of future movies, we're done talking about Avengers.
Yeah.
Infinity War.
Yeah.
Let's, I'm going to hit some movies that are coming out.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or these are movies that are in production, or movies that they're writing, or are concepts.
Okay.
Okay.
There's going to be a lot of movies then.
You ready? So we've got Ant-Man and the Wasp, Captain Marvel.
And July 6th, at least Ant-Man. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, if you know the dates, that's fine.
Yeah.
We've got the Infinity War Part 2, which is unnamed.
Be in May 2019.
Spider-Man 2, which is unnamed, should be out in 2019 also. Guardians of the Galaxy, Volume 3 in 2020. Ant-Man 3, Black Widow is, they really want to do the Black Widow. Scarlett Johansson has already said that she is wanting to do it also. So we mentioned before Doctor Doom, Venom. There's a Silver and Black, which is Silver Sable and Black Cat, which are part of the Spider-Man universe. Laura, which is the X-23. They want to do one with her. We know the X-Men Dark Phoenix is coming. Multiple Man, which is one of the mutants. Gambit, Spider-Man in 2018. The Miles, what's his name?
Miles Morales?
Yes, that's the cartoon.
Oh, yes. Yeah, the Spider-Verse one. Yeah, yeah, that one looks awesome. Oh, I can't wait for that one. That looks super good.
Yeah. New Mutants in August of 2019. Which they're wanting to do three movies. They want to do a trilogy.
Yes, you heard about that. Which is strange, because this one, The New Mutants, you can see the trailer for it. It's like a horror genre, which
is
strange.
Yeah, it's actually listed. If you watch horror movie previews, it's in the horror, which kind of surprised me.
Super weird, but I mean, maybe it's good. I don't know. We'll see.
Deadpool 2, which is going to introduce Cable to the universe.
Yes, yeah. It'll be actually a couple weeks from now. Yeah, May 18th.
Followed by X-Force, which will be a spinoff of the Deadpool. We've got the Aquaman, Shazam, Green Lantern Corps, The Flash in 2020, Cyborg. They want to do the Batman with Ben Affleck still as the Batman.
Hopefully.
Mm. Dark Universe, which is Justice League Dark characters. Constantine.
Dark. Okay, yeah.
Zatanna. Who's the other one's dead? Deadman.
Yeah, there's a lot, and they all kind of swap out. So it's hard to say what the roster will be for sure. But yeah, at least Constantine and Swamp Thing, those for sure.
Gotham City Sirens, which will be Harley Quinn, Poison Ivy, and
Catwoman.
Yeah,
at least and probably a few more. But yeah, at least them.
Those main ones. Justice League 2, Man of Steel 2, Suicide Squad 2, Deadshot, Black Adam, and Lobo.
Okay. Wow.
So those are, like I said, either in production, coming out, in the process of being written, or concepts.
Okay. Well, I hope the good ones that I'm excited about at least will come out. Hopefully they keep on, at least with the DC side. Of course, I'm biased, but I love them. And unfortunately, it's still undecided about their whole thing. Yeah. Even though, because I looked it up, and it's insane. The budget was like $300 million or whatever it might be. I don't know. But the box office was like $600 million, whatever, because I looked it up. And whatever the budget was, they doubled the box office returns, the money from it. So they've got their profit in the millions.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, as a whole, people are saying that Justice League failed. Like, it was not a successful movie. And I was just like blown away by that concept that, like, something as a business, something as a, you know, content, entertainment, or whatever it might be, doubles its budget, and yet it's still a failure. I can't wrap my mind around that. And there are people like, you know, like the indie filmmakers and stuff like that, that are like, you know, scrounging together their $30,000, $40,000, and hope to make back, you know, just $50,000 or $60,000. They'll be happy. Remotely close to their budget, and they'll be thrilled for it. And these movies are making in the hundreds of millions. Mm-hmm. And they're like, yeah, Justice League failed. We don't know if it's going to continue on with the cinematic universe. I'm like, what? Like, I can't even fathom that. But I hope so. But we'll see. We'll see in time.
I would love to see another Wonder Woman come out.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. They definitely need a sequel for that. Yeah. For sure. Yeah. Because, like, they mentioned it. And yeah, they're working on it. I forgot. Yeah, they're working on it. Cheetah is going to be one of the villains. I don't know if it's going to be the main villain, but the Kristen Wiig is going to be Cheetah. And so, like, a lot of people were like, really? Like, and at first, even I was like, huh? And then I read some articles talking about it. And, like, she's done recently, she's done a lot more, like, indie films that I haven't seen yet. But a lot more, like, you know, kind of lower budget kind of indie films. And apparently her acting chops are phenomenal. So, like, she's got a range, an acting range to her. It's not just comedy, SNL, skits. It's, she's can do serious drama, whatever it might be. So, yeah, and I'm sure the casting director cast the right people for Wonder Woman, and I'm sure they know what they're doing for the Wonder Woman 2. And they mentioned something. I don't know if it was just a rumor, but there was a mention of Steve Trevor, and it was like, if he's coming back, like, that's too early to spoil that, but we'll find out, I think. I don't know. But, yeah, I'm like, he died, though. But I don't know. I could see them bringing him back. I don't know. We'll see what happens. But, yeah, there was a mention, a rumor, or something that he'll be there. Maybe at least in flashbacks. I don't know. But movies. Yeah, that's all I got.
That's all I have. All
right. Gaming. What do you have, sci-fi stuff or any kind of other things?
No.
Okay. You have I'm gaming?
Good. No, not this time around, but
okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
I'll let you have the games.
I'll kind of go through as much as I can.
I'm going to get a drink of water while you're doing that.
Yeah. played a couple games since January, of course, a few here and there. Monster Hunter World, definitely one of them there. Absolutely have loved it. I think I might have mentioned, I don't know if we recorded one in December, but late December, Christmas time, I actually got a Nintendo Switch. So I was playing Breath of the Wild, good chunk of that done. Of course, as everyone knows, that knows anything about Breath of the Wild, Zelda Breath of the Wild, it's a phenomenal game. I can attest to it. If you have a Switch and for some odd reason haven't bought that, I haven't played any of the other Zelda games since, like, a Game Boy Advance. So it's a good jumping on point. If I played some of the more recent ones, I'm probably missing out on some stuff, but it's at least not bugging me enough that I think that I'm missing out on stuff. So I don't mind if I'm missing out on stuff, if that makes sense. What else? Nintendo Switch. I'm looking at some more indie games, but nothing's solidifying or drawing my attention yet. Monster Hunter World, phenomenal. It was great. They got little palicos. It's super cool. It's like this Japanese RPG. You can team up with other friends, and they actually have at least an event that was going on. It may still be going on, in which there was, you teamed up with 15 other people, so a total of 16 people to fight one monster, which is cool. So the whole thing is, this game is essentially the only, almost only, bosses or creatures to fight, anything, enemies, are all bosses. So, like, everything, pretty much, there are little creatures here and there, but the things you mainly want to fight are all bosses. So it's like, it's insane to kind of go through that, because I haven't played any of the other Monster Hunter games, and this is a good jumping on point. A lot of games have done that recently, which is cool, making sure that, you know, now is a good time with PS4 or Xbox, that it's Xbox One, that you can jump on and not have to play the other ones, which is totally fine. What else? Yeah, Monster Hunter World, it's phenomenal. I love it. You have this little palico thing, and you have this cat thing that fights warrior, that fights alongside you. He's freaking awesome. You fully design him. You give him armor, all kinds of stuff. He can die in battle, which is sad, but he can also help you out in battle, which is awesome. The other game, of course, Overwatch, playing nonstop. They have their events all the time. They're going to be having a new one here shortly, talking about, what is the next one? The 2-year celebration will be in a month or so, I think, give or take. Yeah, be 2 years. So that should be pretty fun. That last year's was as awesome as can be. And I just got a couple weeks ago, on the 20th of March, I got a God of War. And man, that another game. It's just phenomenal. It's now Norse mythology, which is pretty cool. Because if you're a fan of Greek mythology, unfortunately they've wrapped up that whole realm of things. So now you're gonna be fighting against Thor and maybe Odin. He's at least mentioned, and a lot of other Norse gods and stuff like that. Norse realms. I don't think, at least from what I saw, I looked into it because I'm like, all right, can I go to Asgard? And I looked, and it's like locked almost in the game. You can't really tell for sure if you can or can't. So I looked it up, and unfortunately, at this time, as of this recording, You can't go to Asgard. So I was a little sad about that because I was like, I want to check it out. I want to check out the Rainbow Bridge. I want to check out all the stuff. It'd be cool. But unfortunately, at this time, you can't. Maybe it'll be DLC. Maybe it'll just be an event or something they do at a later date. But apparently, there was just so much content, so many realms, and so many things you can do. They're just like, no, we can wait for that one. It's be worth the wait. But yeah, we're gonna hold off on Asgard. So I'm okay with that. But it's phenomenal. You are Kratos, and you have a little son, or Atreus, whatever. And you have a son, and he helps you out in battle, and it's good. It's really fun. Definitely that kind of father son dynamic, because he's constantly like, boy, get over here. And there's a lot of memes going on because he doesn't say his name all the time. He just says boy, and I don't think he's. I mean, we know that it's his son, but I don't think he really calls him son too much. He's just like, boy, run over there and grab me this. Boy, read this. Boy, do that. And so he's like bossing around, as dads do occasionally. But he's bossing around all the time. And it's just, there's memes all of the internet talking about God of War and the constant mention of just the boy. And just like, oh, when I forget my son's name, boy, go over here and do this. And it's, yeah, as funny as can be. But yeah, God of War is great. It's definitely pick it up. And again, great jumping on point, because yeah, all the stuff that has happened in the previous games, you can kind of catch up on really easily, and you really aren't missing too much if you just jump into this one, because yeah, they don't really drag into the past too much. They just mention a few things here and there about what's happened, and you're caught up, so it's not too bad at all. Gaming coming up, Kingdom Hearts, we still don't know. Spider-Man, that looks freaking awesome. Coming in September, it's going to be a new Spider-Man game. Done really well. Really well, I can tell. And a lot of people are excited for it. I'm mainly excited, oddly enough, for all the costumes. Because he can have several dozens of different costumes that he can have. They're including the Infinity War one. They're including the Homecoming one. His own little mock-up that he had in Homecoming. They're going to have all kinds of different Spider-Man suits in the game, and it looks really freaking awesome, and I can't wait for that one. And of course, Kingdom Hearts 3, can't wait for that one. But no date as of yet, and the Pokemon Switch game, no date as of yet. We keep hearing rumors, but unfortunately, still nothing. But we'll find out when we find out. Yeah, that was kind of my quick cover of gaming. But yeah, it's been a solid a lot of minutes, whatever this time is.
An hour plus.
Yeah.
Hey, real quick. Earlier I said it was a Man of Steel special issue number one.
Yeah.
It was actually an Action Comics special number one. And the story in it could have been a regular story in Action Comics.
Really?
Yes. Okay. It was a standalone story. Basically, Lex Luthor comes back from the future. He's an old crippled man. Comes back in Lex Luthor's armor. He now knows who Lois Lane is tries to defeat everybody, and Superman kicks his butt.
Okay. And that was his dark secret, because it was on the cover, Action Comics special. You see Superman there with his laser vision, heat vision, really upset. And you actually see a shadow of Lex in the background. Yeah. And then it says at the bottom, Lex Luthor's dark secret revealed.
Yeah, it could have been.
It's revealed that he knows the reveal of Lois Lane. Okay, gotcha.
It was a decent story.
Yeah.
But there was no reason that I should have spent $5 on it. It should have been a regular story.
Ah. Well, there's probably more pages in it. That's probably why.
It wasn't that big of a deal.
Oh, okay. I do see that Dan Jurgens was writing on it. Francis Manapul, a few other names, of course. And I think that's Max Landis, maybe? I don't know. But if so, that's pretty cool, because he wrote, what was it? American Alien, I think, or he wrote a title a long time ago for Superman, and yeah, it was phenomenal.
Actually, there was a second story in there.
Okay,
that's the one that leads into Man of Steel. There's a different story. I forgot about that one.
Okay, and I guess I'm way out of the loop, because I just see right here in the tiny, tiny little sticker, almost, not really, I don't know, buy the barcode. Free digital comic code inside. They'll go on the Marvel route finally.
Yay.
Okay.
About time.
Yeah. So if you want to have the digital, you know, comic to read, I've tried so many times. Yeah, I've tried so many times to get into it. But yeah, I prefer the paper. And I guess it's I don't know. Yeah, I don't. I see it for the people that don't have a comic book shop near them and they want the storylines as soon as possible. I can see it for that. Like, if you look at, live in a very small town and there's no comic book shop and a very, very long distance, I can see the whole digital route for sure, because otherwise you have to wait for the trade paperback, and hopefully you have a book at Barnes & Noble or something nearby, because that will, yeah, it's going to be a while too. Or you get it online, but yeah, that's cool that at least it's going to be free code included. Yeah, that's cool that they're doing that at least. Good for them. But for me, oddly enough, if I love something enough, like with New 52, like I read them maybe once, maybe twice here or there, but then I would seal it up, put it in the box, and I won't touch it again. And then I just get the trade paperbacks. Like, yeah, I'm that weird guy who's like, well, I want to read this story again. I don't want to open the book. I'll just get the trade paperback. Even though I already have the story, I have the whole storyline, all the comics. I'll just get the trade. It's fine. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That way, you know, I like to support DC a lot. Marvel, I don't really do that too much with Marvel. Maybe with Spider-Man, maybe. Miles Morales. But, yeah, I've done that a lot with the New 52, at least. And some Rebirth, too. Yeah, I'll have a few issues here and there. The 1 through 6 or through 9, and then I'll get the trade as well. Because, yeah, the whole digital thing, I don't know. I tried it, but I prefer the physical, for sure.
Yeah, me too. The digital's not my cup of tea.
Yeah, mine either.
Speaking of that, Doctor Who comes out in October. Yay!
Yeah, tea. Speaking of tea, Doctor Who. Lady Doctor. Should be interesting.
Yeah, look forward to it.
Yeah, me too. Doctor Who. Yeah, I'm going to give her a fair shot. Some people are like, nope, Capaldi ruined it for me, I'm done. And I was like, oh, that's sad. No, like, it's different. Like, it's different. It's going to be completely different. Like, the executive producer's gone. Yeah. He's gone. All his little companions, they're all gone. So, yeah. But
yeah, just like when Russell T. Davies left.
Yep.
Stephen Moffat took the Doctor in a whole different direction.
Yeah, yeah. And that's probably what's going to happen with this Lady Doctor.
Gotta be refreshed.
Yes, which I'm okay with that.
Yep.
But yeah, that's all I got for the All Access Nerds things.
Yeah, Ryan, that's all I have too.
Alrighty.
How can they find us?
They can find us, of course, on Facebook, on our website, allaccessnerds.com. If you want to just subscribe to all the things, you can just go to allaccessnerds.com/subscribe, and we'll be all there. You can email us, of course, as well. allaccessnerds@gmail is our email address if you want to ask us questions and rant about stuff. Tell us how bad we are at this. I can handle it.
Me too.
I think Nick can handle it.
I got broad shoulders.
He's got a thick skin and a thick head.
Yes, it is.
So, yeah, whatever you want to email us in, feel free to do so at All Access Nerds. And, of course, iTunes, Podomatic, all that stuff.
Wherever you get your podcast from.
Tell your friends about us, please. We love you.
Share it.
Yes.
Well, that's all we've got. And signing off for Ryan, this is Nick. Go forth and do great things.